I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 4th. A new group in Quincy is trying to encourage more people to vote. Quincy Votes is creating strategies to help increase voter turnout at city, state, and federal elections. Former Quincy School Committee candidate Liz Speakman and Maggie McKee of the Quincy Tree Alliance say they were inspired to start the new group after the low voter turnout in the last city election. 17% of voters went to the polls. The organizers say they want to educate residents about the functions of city government in an effort to get them engaged in the voting process. There are over 100 members of the new group, and they're currently holding a contest to design their logo. The group also hopes to have a website soon. Quincy Votes says it will not endorse candidates, but may host candidate forums and voter information guides. Quincy will celebrate Women's History Month tomorrow with a special presentation about some notable women from Quincy. The Remember the Ladies Conversation and Tea will be held at Quincy High School, hosted by Joyce Culhawick. First Ladies Abigail Adams and Louisa Catherine Adams will be spotlighted, but there will also be comments about actresses Ruth Gordon and Lee Remick, information about the Winnie the Welders, who worked at the Four River Shipyard, and Mary Pratt, who pitched in the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League in the 40s, and some of the first women to hold elective office in Quincy. The free event will be held tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m., and we'll also have live music from members of the Quincy Symphony Orchestra, refreshments related to a high tea experience, and local historians, including the curator from the Quincy Historical Society. Seating is limited, and organizers ask that you RSVP through the city's website. Governor Baker took his own action against Russia for the invasion of Ukraine yesterday. Baker signed an executive order which directs all executive branch agencies to review and terminate any contracts with Russian state-owned companies. It also directs agencies to review any partnership, affiliation, or exchange with any Russian state-owned company, Russian government-controlled entity, or Russian governmental body. The order also directs the Massachusetts Office for Refugees and Immigrants to work with the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement and other agencies to support Ukrainian refugees fleeing the conflict. A 20-foot stretch of the Newport, Rhode Island Cliff Walk collapsed yesterday afternoon. An alert from Salve Regina University said a portion of the iconic walkway located north of Ochre Court between Webster Street and Narragansett Avenue collapsed into Easton Bay during the day. Photos from the scene showed a fence that lined that portion of the cliff walk dangling in the air, with a portion of the sidewalk and dirt underneath missing following the collapse. No one was in the area and there were no injuries. The city of Newport closed that portion of the cliff walk and deemed it a dangerous hazard. City leaders say erosion is likely to blame. State Auditor Suzanne Bump says the Massachusetts Maritime Academy violated legal requirements meant to keep students safe. A report found the school didn't follow key safety provisions of the Clery Act, which requires schools to comply with certain campus safety and security requirements as part of their participation in federal student financial aid programs. The audit, which spanned July 2017 to December 2019, found that Mass Maritime Academy did not maintain a current and complete crime log for all incidents on campus. The state also discovered not all students and staff finished the legally required training about violence, sexual assault, alcohol, and alcohol abuse. Only 80.9% of the school's newly enrolled students were assigned in the training, and among that group, there were still roughly 5% of the students who didn't complete it. The academy says it's already working to fix the issues. Retail giant Amazon is closing all of its brick-and-mortar bookstores and four-star shops, including four Massachusetts locations, as the company refocuses its physical footprint on grocery stores. The Seattle-based company says the move, which affects 66 stores in the U.S. and two in the U.K., will enable it to concentrate its efforts on Amazon Fresh, Whole Foods Market, its convenience concept called Amazon Go, and its upcoming Amazon Style stores. Amazon has at least two grocery stores under construction in Massachusetts, in Saugus and Braintree. They're in addition to the 33 Whole Foods locations already operating in Massachusetts. Massachusetts locations affected by the closures include the Amazon bookstore at Legacy Place in Dedham. It couldn't be learned immediately how many Amazon workers are being affected. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow lost 96 points. The NASDAQ dropped 214. The S&P fell 23. Shares also lower in Asia. The dollar is down. The euro is down. And oil is over $109 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat Vegas 5-2. They'll be in Columbus to take on the Blue Jackets tomorrow night at 7. And the Celtics over the Grizzlies last night, 120-107. Celtics will take on the Nets at the Garden Sunday at 1 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast today: sunny, high in the 30s. Tonight, clear and cold, low in the single digits. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, and high in the low 40s. Showers on Sunday, but a high Sunday, 61 degrees, and some scattered showers Monday with a high in the low 50s. For the boater, waves 2 feet, winds out of the west, gusting to 20 knots, high tide at 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 6:14, set at 5:37. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 4th.